Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
This morning we wanted to turn our attention to Europe as we check in with Jewish communities around the world. Netherlands, we know, has faced mounting challenges in recent years, and we are joined this morning by Chief Rabbi Binyamin Jacobs. He is a long-standing leader of Dutch Jewry, and we wanted to understand from him how the community is holding up, especially following the war, following the release of the hostages, the surges in anti-Semitic incidents, and the pressure of living in an unsettled Europe. Rabbi Jacobs, good morning. Just to start, how would you describe the mood in the Netherlands Jewish community at the moment?
We are a small community in Holland. We only have, 80% of Dutch Jewry was killed during the war. And so we are small. We don't live together too much. Mm-hmm. Yeah, some place are more Jews living. If we speak about Dutch life, then I think that we have a much higher percentage of assimilation than other countries. Why is that? Because mm-hmm. after the war, those who survived and came back living, we were living everywhere. There was no place in Holland where no Jewish community was. Right. Small communities where we were not assimilated, we were integrated. Now, you could just imagine, you lived in a small community from a few hundred Jews, you come back and you survived. In that house, your wife was born, was killed. The hospital over there, your children were born, also were killed. The majority of Jews who wanted, let's say a high percent of Jewish people who wanted to survive as being Jewish and build a new life, left. So in a normal situation, we can say that 10% of the people are religious. Here in Holland, if you say 1%, my wife's screaming. Why is it important? Because there is, you see now that those people who are knows you're Jewish and are still a little bit connected with Judaism, they came back through the 7th of October. They call me, people call me and want a proof they're Jewish in order, a biblical declaration that if needed, they can escape, go to Israel.
Wow.
That is a high percentage. But at the same time, it could be the people who are assimilated completely. They decided to be even more assimilated. Those I don't know. But I do see that there became unity through the 7th of October, because we could not believe that anti-Semitism is gone. But I personally warned already 15 years ago, be careful, anti-Semitism has been gone. So in my humble opinion, the 7th of October is not started anti-Semitism. It was there. It was from that time on. It was more common. You're allowed to be anti-Semitic. Till the 7th of October, it was not polite to be anti-Semitic. But now it is. So it's growing. It's growing extremely much.
Is it growing? Is it growing from within the Dutch community, or is it from an external, from people that have come into the community with a very specific agenda?
Yes and no. During the war, 5% of the Dutch people, they were collaborating with the Nazis.
Yeah.
5% was fighting the Nazis. 90% saw and let it happen and chose the easiest way. And that's happening today also.
Mm.
And of course, I remember a few years ago, one of the ministers told me that, even the prime minister, anti-Semitism today, it comes from the Muslims. So my question was, Mr. President, during the Second World War, when 80% of my family was killed, there were no Muslims. So yes, because of the Muslims here, they are allowed, they open, they say it, but we should not believe and make the same stupid mistake as in the past, that the other ones are the clean ones.
Right, because it's very convenient, isn't it? Because it means it's somebody else. It's not us. We're not anti-Semitic. It's people that have come to the Netherlands.
Yes.
So it does become an easy way, almost an excuse for it. Is government doing enough to either... Well, there's two aspects. There's the protection of the community, and there is education and making sure that anti-Semitism is dealt with. Are they doing enough on either of those?
They are, of course, if I look at myself and I look at the Jewish events, there's protection. The Jewish schools are like a bunker. Yeah, the police in front, soldiers, really great. On the other hand, the fact that it had to be looked at as ridiculous.
Right.
But if it comes to punishment, to acceptance, if I would, you know, recently there was something happened. There was a demonstration, pro-Palestine, and people screaming and shouting and throwing stones. And then one of the people was against this, took a stone and threw it back. But that one got arrested. Yeah, that's exactly how it goes. If I would curse a someone else and call him dirty, whatever it is, I would be in big troubles. The other way, it's freedom of speech, freedom of that. Now, we're now in one week time there'll be elections, and it's very we don't know what will come out of the elections. But politicians, their main thing is to get votes. And
it becomes about the numbers.
Exactly. And we are very small number. And the Muslims are growing and growing. I'm not saying I never want to speak about the Muslims.
Of course. I was just going to ask you about that. Because obviously there's a significant Muslim community of which I'm sure many, there's no issues or no concerns in terms of anti-Semitism from many, but it does come from one sect at this stage. Is that right?
Yes. But the one group, let's put it that way, the one group is overpowering, and then you get the other ones.
Yeah, in terms of numbers.
Percent and join.
Right.
If it's Muslims or not, the Muslims makes a difference. It's easier to join the crowd.
Right.
And the crowd is created by the 5%. Who are giving the direction.
Right. So just, we do need to wrap up, but just one question is, in terms of young people within the Jewish community, those that are connected to their Judaism, to their Yiddishkeit, are they staying or are they generally looking to leave?
Yes. That's a very vague answer.
Yeah, I was just going to say yes to what?
Yeah, exactly. Now, again, if people want to go to Israel, they need a rabbinical letter that's a Jewish.
Right.
The amount of letters that has been asked to me to write for young people is enormous, much more, not hundreds, but in 1 month more than in 5 years.
Wow.
But
okay.
they do have the letter, but I did not see them leaving yet.
Okay, so So it might be... Yes.
They are prepared to leave tomorrow or today if needed. She didn't leave yet.
Right. Unfortunately, we do need to leave it there, but certainly we will continue and have this conversation another time. It's very important that we do understand it as we check in with diaspora communities, of which we are one as well here in Johannesburg. Rabbi Binyamin Jacobs, his chief rabbi in the Netherlands, thank you for that really, really interesting conversation.